music.
Welcome to this edition of the Double Take Broadcast, hosted by Randy and Donnie Vaughn, the marketing twins at 1429 Creative. At the time, Donnie was on vacation, so I share with you the first of a three-part interview with Joel Keeley of Barra Church in Trophy Club, Texas, a suburb here in the Dallas-Fort Worth and Denton metro area. Now, Joel's been a longtime friend of ours, and I was eager to hear Joel talk about the naming of Barra Church. Now, I think you'll find the process into naming their church just as fascinating as the meaning of the name itself. Because of the creative nature of our God, I know you'll be encouraged to hear Joel remind all of us that our Father in Heaven is in the business of making something from nothing. Now, in addition to our ministry marketing blog at 1429creative.com, this ministry marketing podcast hopes to be a resource for those of you in church leadership, nonprofit ministry, or any organization seeking to maximize your communication to get the message of Christ to the community and to the world through these podcasts about better church communication, ministry marketing tips, and replays of interviews with ministry leaders and inspiring and practical resource people. We want to come alongside you in ultimately advancing the kingdom of God. Now, you can get more ideas and inspiration and interviews like this from our website, 1429creative.com, and connecting with the Marketing Twins on Facebook and Twitter. And as we begin our interview with Joel Keeley, I invite you to connect with Joel through Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn, and YouTube by going to their church website, barrachurch.com.
All right, well, we're on the phone today with Joel Keeley. He and his wife, Kim, have three kids. Joel is in his 21st year in ministry, 13 of those in student ministry. Most recently, Joel has been the senior minister at the Lake City Church of Christ and for 4 years, and he was doing that. So, and Joel has been a passionate man of God, a man of great vision, whether it's been spring break campaigns, youth ministry, or leading the church. God has allowed Joel to be a part of exponential and beautiful growth wherever he's been. Joel and Kim got called to plant churches in August of 2003, so 6 years ago. Now God is fulfilling that promise. And this fall, Joel and Kim, by God's grace, will launch Barra Church on September 13th in Trophy Club, Texas. Joel is still amazed by God's grace and more passionate than ever about preaching the gospel. He prays every day to be used by God to equip his people to be the church that the gates of hell don't stand a chance against. Joel has a hell-emptying vision for Trophy Club, and he is the pastor for vision and teaching for Barra Church, and we're glad Joel's on the line with us today. Welcome, Joel.
Hey, Randy. Thank you.
Yeah, we're glad we're able to make the time today to do this. I know some exciting things are happening in your world, and we've known each other for, gosh, a number of years, going way back to Abilene Christian, and it's been neat to see how God is taking us in a variety of directions, but to come together today to talk about what he's doing in the kingdom, what he's doing in your life, and we wanted to be to hear about that, and we wanted people to have an opportunity to hear what God is doing there, so we're excited to have you on the phone today.
Thanks, Randy. I'm excited, too, and grateful for, I guess, 22, 23 years of friendship, so it's good.
That's right. Hey, let's just begin with the obvious question. I mentioned in the introduction that you and Kim will be launching the Barra Church in September, so tell us a little bit about Barra Church, the meaning behind that name, and what's happening there?
Well, Barra wasn't obviously my first choice. It's a little out there, different. But actually, give you wrong date. In August of 2002, I actually went in and resigned as youth minister. And my elders said, no, stay and preach and please stay. And I went home and told Kim, and she said, well, what happened? And I said, well, they didn't accept my resignation. But we still... So we stayed there for another year after that, but I always felt called from that point on to plant churches, and we kind of wrestled with it and tried to seek God in his timing. about a year and a half ago, I was out at Lake Quitman with a friend of mine, Mitch Wilburn, and sitting down by the lake, and I've always been fascinated with the first verb in the Bible, in the beginning God created, and I just think that in his very nature, his first act was create. I think it's a good word, so I wonder what that word is in Hebrew, and I got home and through my concordances and study materials and stuff and begin to do some research and actually pulled like 150 pages on it. And it's an incredible word, but I was going to call the church the way at Trophy Club, and right before I was going to do my nonprofit status paperwork with the state, kind of this little conversation with God, it could have been indigestion, but at least I thought it was the Holy Spirit, and he said, you sure you want to name it that? We might already give you a name. And did a bunch of research on names and things like that. But anyway, I basically went back and found my notes, and Bara is probably not even the correct spelling, but it really is a correct pronunciation. But there's no vowels in Hebrew, so that's my pronunciation at least. It means to create, but the cool thing about it is only God can Bara. Randy, anytime that verb is used in Scripture, God is the subject. So when Noah builds the ark, he doesn't borrow. When somebody else creates something in the Bible, it's not borrowed. But when God creates, it's borrowed. In the Psalm 51, it says, you know, create in me a clean heart. That word is borrowed. It literally means to make something from nothing, especially with miracles, and I just call it the activity of God. And so we wanted to pick a name that you know, kind of ties into what we're doing.
Oh, that's incredible. I didn't know the complete history behind that, but that word create, I never thought of it that way, of being unique to God. So that's I think that really represents what we want to do. You could go out and you could, no doubt, I have complete confidence that if you wanted to, you could create, and using that non-God create word, I guess, you could, I guess, fabricate or come up with a church, put a name on the building, you could name it Fifth and Drake Street, and you could put some flyers out there, and you could fill the seats, but if God is not the one creating the community of Christ there, I think that's an incredible vision to start with, just realizing that it's not you and Kim doing it. It's not anybody on a leadership committee. It's not how well you plan. And even in our world, it's not how well you market or how well you do your communications. It's none of that necessarily that is going to be, that's not what creates the church. So that's a good word to start with.
Well, you and I have talked in the past about, you know, the role that a church's name has in communicating, you know, who we are and what we're trying to do, and you've been helpful in that, and that was literally part of that process was, you know, when I was starting to doubt my name, you know, because I thought it was a good name. I thought, oh, you know, it's the way, that's in the Bible, and the way at Trophy Club kind of sounds snooty, and Trophy Club has a little bit of that, you know, a little entitlement kind of deal working for it, which I don't like, but it's just part of it. But, you know, the reality is that your name has a, you have an opportunity to really kind of brand, but go deeper than that. It can become something theological. And so I did a lot of reading. You know, I told a short story. Really, I felt like that wasn't supposed to be the name. And so then I did a bunch of research. A guy that's real helpful is Jack Kawasaki in The Art of the Start. It's right around the start of the book, right around 35 or 36 in the book, page 35 or 36. It talks about picking a good name and not compromising. And I really think that, you know, we did the research, I spent hours reading marketing companies in San Francisco that name hotels and all kinds of stuff. And it was interesting because, you know, they said a good name's high up in the alphabet and two syllables is great. You're high up in the alphabet, so people like me don't get bored reading, you know, through the phone book or looking at a directory or something. They're like, you know, in the newspaper for Easter. But there's all these different requirements, and if you can get a name that will tell a story or tie your product in, like Google is short for Googleplex, which is, you know, a million zeros at the end of a number. And so Google wanted to have a million euros worth of search results. And so the best thing about, you know, for these marketing companies is if you get your name to have a verb potential. And so, you know, Xerox, still Xerox that for me, or Google it. And so when I got through all this research, I was like, wait a minute, what's the name of that church that I thought about? And after I laid equipment, and then I turned to my files right there, and there's Barra, and I'm like, two syllables, I in the alphabet, different, local story. So, it, you know, you can name it fifth and grape, and God is going to bless it. And but it's kind of like a kid, you know? Sometimes the name has something to do with, you know, I wanted to name a kid Knuckles. And Kim goes, I think that if we had a boy named Knuckles, he'd be in a lot of fights. And I'm like, yeah, I guess you're right. I guess your name, you know, really, you know, for us, we thought it was different enough that when you're sitting in line at Starbucks and somebody goes, whoops, bar or bear or can't pronounce it, gives you an opportunity to tell the story.
I love what Joel says there at the end, that the name of the church gives an opportunity to tell the story. All of us are looking for ways to interject the story of God, the story of what God is doing in our lives, as well as what God is doing in our congregations, in our churches. We're all looking for ways to connect that story with the community around us. Thank you for joining us for this edition of our Double Take broadcast. This has been the first of a three-part interview with Joel Keeley of Barra Church at barrachurch.com. That's B-A-R-A church.com. I know you'll be eager to listen to part two and three of this interview. Interviews with church leaders like Joel present us opportunities to be encouraged, inspired, and to connect with what God is doing in the community of Christ. Now, speaking of connecting, Facebook and Twitter are also great ways to connect with us, Randy and Donnie Vaughn, the marketing twins at 1429 Creative. We are a faith-based creative team with years of experience serving in ministry positions, both full-time and volunteer in both domestic environments as well as in Africa. We also seek to help people of faith in the marketplace, entrepreneurs, and small businesses who want to do greater things. We understand that while the message of Christ and the compassion of God is what you're passionate about, sometimes it's the communication and marketing strategies that present hurdles, frustration, and challenges in proclaiming your passion to the community and to the world. We encourage you to follow us through our website, 1429creative.com, through social media like Facebook and Twitter, and through this ministry podcast, as we seek to help you to advance the mission of God and to do greater things. Greater things have yet to come, and greater